takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. What?
You're listening to The Imaginary Radio Show. The Imaginary Radio Show will start right after this song.
I had my mother on the phone, and she was telling everybody how much of an ugly baby I was.
Okay.
Nothing changes.
And so my uncle heard it, and he wants to tell his side of the story. Calling Uncle Richard.
What could his side of the story?
I don't know, but it can't be good.
Is he expecting your call today?
I don't know. This is out of the blue. Let's see what happens.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, I'm can't wait.
I mean, I'm sorry, nothing will beat your mother's voice, but...
I don't know, maybe his Uncle Richard speaks the same way.
Hello, it's Uncle Richard!
Excuse me.
He hates it.
Hi, is Uncle Richard there?
This is he.
Oh, very good. Uncle Richard, you're on the Imaginary Radio Show. How are you?
I'm good.
How's that?
Right now?
You are on right now, live. We have Sherry here. And
you're on the road.
Okay, so...
That's all right. We are, too.
Yeah. So, okay, mother said I was an ugly baby. And you heard that bit. And I want to hear your side of the story.
Well, you know, just like anything, there's two sides to every story.
Uh-oh.
And there's also two different versions of an accident. Right?
An accident?
You got an accident going on a street, and you got passerbys on the north side, and they see it one way. Right? And they have all this information about how they saw it happen, right? And then you have people on the south side, and they have other information. It's totally different.
Uh-oh.
But it adds up to the same accident. That's what we have here. So, I've heard Judy's stories, you know, they go back 40 years, but I haven't heard them recently, but... The facts are this. You see, it starts off a couple of years before you're born, right? I'm just a teenager, right? A young teenager, right? And your mother, Judy, gets pregnant, and Leah, when she is born, your sister, my niece, my daughter, we got this all figured out, right? Right. Now, when she's born, I have never been to a hospital when somebody is giving birth. First of all, back in those days, you know, family was not welcome. Fathers weren't even welcome. It was right at the turn of the point, right there, you know, a couple of years, and that was all gone, right? But even back then, fathers weren't allowed in the delivery room, all right? So, naturally, I wasn't there when your mother gave birth to Leah. But I was there, like, 2 hours later, all right? So, it was the first time that I had ever seen a new newborn baby, up close and personal. Because even then, you stayed in the hospital 3-4 days, right? And then you came home with the baby. And the baby changes a lot in the first 3-4 days.
Yeah, you know, morphs. It loses its hair, head,
you know,
changes shape.
Just clear up and things like that. And by the time you get this newborn baby home 40 years ago, you got a good-looking baby there. But now I went to the hospital to see Leah. Right? And I had nothing to base anything on because I had never seen a newborn baby before, right? And there she was, laying in the nursery, right, amongst all these other babies, right? And, you know, some babies were like, you know, Mr. Potato Head, they had no hair. There's some babies that had like a mop of hair. Just a mop all over the place. They had hair. Some had hair on their arms. All right, that's what happens when you see a newborn baby, right? No, Leah had the perfect amount of hair. It wasn't a lot, it wasn't a little, it was perfect. It was almost as if her hair was combed. It was so perfect. It was just, she had bangs. I never saw a newborn before, you know, obviously nothing before, but after that, I never saw a newborn baby come out with perfectly trimmed bangs. Now, she was just beautiful, all right? And besides being beautiful and having, you know, a perfectly shapen head, you know, when babies come out of, you know, the birth canal, all right, I don't have to give you any science lessons here. the head is divided into four quadrants, right? And it sort of becomes a cone to enable itself, you know, to get out of this
Was my mother a slut?
No, there's always blotches involved in babies. It's just always. It's just something there, right? Not Leah. She had this perfect colored skin. It was like, it was a cross between porcelain and roses.
Area there. Baby's palms are supposed to be so beautiful and watch you.
other nun says, oh, no, they call it a fucking shovel. I go inside to see Judy, right? And when I walk in the room, right, Judy says, did you say him yet? And I'm trying to be nice, you know, I don't really want to say anything, you know, and she said, they say you'll get better. But the truth of the matter was that 2 or 3 days went by and the hair fell off, and it literally fell off. It just went away. Like, you know, there were no remnants of it in his diaper or anything.
And then what happened?
Day forward, I always told this story, right, about the ugliest, ugliest baby I ever saw until my own son was born.
To the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.